speaker is Janice Rigg, Warsaw, Poland. Janice, would you come bring us what
you don't have to?
You're not going anywhere? Okay. speak loud.
Okay. I can do that, I think. It's just good to be
here. It's just good to be here.
I just can't tell you how good it is. Being back, Poland is home. I can honestly say that Poland is home. I'm glad to be there. I'm glad God has called us to go there. And I can't wait to get back. And we don't have a whole lot of people now that have sent their greetings. There was about 18 when we left, but Magosha sent her greetings to all of y'all. She said, thank you for sending Brett and Joe to Poland. And she's going to go on for the Lord. And, you know, having been gone for 3.5 years, it was hard to decide what to say, what not to say, what to say, because there's so much that the Lord has done. You know, I could give you a rundown. There's been good times. There's been bad times. There's been hard times, frustrating times. But, you know, through it all, God has been faithful. God has supplied our needs more than we could have ever imagined. And so I just want to share something that the Lord has blessed me with. In Psalms chapter 23, it's not a chapter, but Psalms 23, I want to read it, and I want you to think about how what is being said here. I know we all know it. We've all, a lot of us have it memorized. But it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 3.5 years ago, when Debbie and the kids and I left to go to Poland, our last meeting here, this was the verse I read, verse 5, and the part that was my strength through that time was, my cup runneth over. And I can say today, my cup is still running over. Amen. God has blessed, God has filled my cup. But before I get into the blessings that God's given me, just think for a minute, how many times has this chapter comforted you? What would we have done through those down discouraging times if we wouldn't have had Psalms chapter 23 to go to? What if David wouldn't have written this? David was the one that wrote this, and he said, my cup runneth over. What if he wouldn't have done, shared with us today what he did, what God did for him? You know, this chapter, this Psalms, brings me to the thought of service and our service for the Lord. And what we do and what God has given us. He's filled us. He's given us a ministry to do. Whatever it may be, whether it's to stay here and support the missionaries, whether it's to go and be a missionary ourselves, whether it's to sing, whether it's to win children to the Lord, whether it's to be that carpenter, to be that hammer, to beat on people's heads, whatever it is God's given us to do, what are we doing with it? Are we doing with to others what God has given to us? Are we sharing with others? And I praise the Lord that we have some examples in the Bible, and I want to read a couple of them. First of all, in Ruth, it's one of my favorite books of the Bible. Because it tells of a relationship between a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. But more than just the relationship between the mother and the daughter-in-law, it shows God's greatness and God's goodness to us. And Ruth chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, and when she was risen up to glean, this is Ruth, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up, and went into the city. And her mother-in-law saw that she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was. Now Ruth could have kept it for herself. Ruth could have left it in the field. But Ruth shared what she had gotten, what she had received from the Lord. Amen. With her mother-in-law. And what we have received from the Lord, we need to give to others. Now, another one in 1 Kings chapter 17 talks about a widow woman. A lot of times, we as women think there's not a lot we can do. There's not a whole lot that women can do to serve the Lord, but that's a mistake. We can. Amen. There is this widow woman that the Lord had called, had told Elijah to go, that he was going to have a woman, a poor widow woman, take care of him. And in chapter 17 and verse 9, verse 8, it says, "And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." You know how many times God has to do what he wants us to do. "So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering up sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." You know, when I first started reading this, I thought, he was so rude. He just thought to himself, go get me this and go get me that. Ooh, I don't like it when somebody says, go get me this. But he used a little class. He says, pray thee. He said, this man of God, he asked something of her, but God prepared her heart first. And God has to prepare our hearts many times to do what he wants us to do. And, you know, David said in Psalms, my cup runneth over. But this woman, this widow, her barrel ran over. It was there constantly. There was never a lack, and she had what was needed. And I praise the Lord that whenever he asks something of us, he doesn't ask us more than what he asks what we can do. And so that was a blessing to me. And then Paul and Silas, I think, were very good examples of their faith and doing what God had told them to do. And in Acts 16 and verse 19, they had just gone through casting some spirits out of a woman, and her bosses got upset with her, or with them. And in verse 19 it says, "And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the ruler, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks." Now, God, I think, has called Brent and Joe to Poland. And just like he called Paul and Silas to go over to this town, because Paul had gotten a vision of a man in Macedonia that said, come over and help us. And just like they obeyed and went, it didn't go good for them. They were thrown into prison for doing what God had commanded them to do. And it hasn't been real easy in Poland for them. Joe just got beat up again, we heard this morning. And we don't know how bad, but you know, it makes you wonder sometimes, you know, why? You know, why did God call us here if this is, you know, all we're seeing? We can't seem to find people to say. We can't find people that are getting saved. But God called them. And they didn't sit down in that prison feeling sorry for themselves. They didn't say, oh, let's just go back. Let's go home. Brent and Janice are in Poland, or in the States. Let's just go back. No, they stood. And this is what Paul and Silas did. In verse 25, it says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them." You know? We can praise God through those hard times, and we can give God the honor, and we can share that with others. And it says, "And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed." And then it goes down that the keeper of the prison, he says, "Sirs, what must I do?" You know, and it says, next verse, they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I think even through the persecutions that we might be facing in Poland, or that Joe's facing, we're going to see souls saved. Amen. God didn't call us there to just abandon us and to just do nothing. God's got to work in Poland, and I think he's getting ready to do it, and that's our hope, that's our trust. And he's filled us, and I know that he expects us to be used of him, to share what he has filled us with, to give to others. The same thing in Turkey, Norm. You're going to have a field. You're going to have a reaping time. just keep on and do it. And then the last example that was the most touching to me is in John chapter 19. You know, I like examples. I like examples in my life to follow after. You know, Brother Lindell and all these that have been talked about through this week, you've been great examples. Verlene, you've been a wonderful testimony. Bernie, you've been a wonderful testimony. Billy and others, just so many of you have been the example that I've needed in my life. And Mike, you're another one. You didn't always have it easy. You didn't always feel like you could go out and do it, but you did it, and I appreciate that. And chapter 19 and verse 28, the Lord's getting ready to die. He's hanging on the cross. I lost my place, okay? In chapter 19 and verse 28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might first be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. And when I read this, I think he had nothing. He was being conquered. It seemed like his cup was empty. He had no, it was going to be over with. But you know, he is the fountain. Amen. He is the cup of salvation. Amen. And so when it looked the bleakest, when it looked like there was nothing left, that Satan was finally going to get his victory, that Jesus was going to die, that the world was going to be completely conquered by Satan and sin, Jesus said, I thirst. And that was the beginning of what we have today, because in him, with him dying, he became, it talks about in Psalms that he is the fountain. And I praise God for that, because, you know, without the Lord, without his example in our life, for what he did for us, he gave his life. That's what I'm saying. You know, we might not be able to go to a foreign field. We might not be able to do great things, but we can give what we have. We can give what little talents that we have, because God has filled us. He has given each of us something to do. And if it's just to sing a song, you sing it with all your might, and you sing it to God's glory. If it's just to raise kids and teach them the Word of God, you do that for God's glory. If it's to go out once a week to preach at the Rescue Room, whatever it is your ministry, do it so that others can have a chance. And, you know, it's just a blessing to me that not only did God save me 21 years ago, almost 22 years ago, I thank the Lord for a brother that was faithful, a sister-in-law that was faithful to witness to me. And you know, your labor wasn't in vain. And your labor has not only gone to Mexico, but it's in Poland. And just like with all of y'all, you prayed for us, you supported us, you've written us, you've had us in your homes, you fed us during these times, and you've done your part. You're doing what God has called. And if we would all do our part, then we're going to have such great reaping, because just like that jailer that heard the praises of Paul and Silas, he was saved. And y'all have families here that aren't saved. You have friends that aren't saved. And I think if we allow what God has put in us to overflow and to be able to say, my cup runneth over with what God's done, I think we're going to, and that's what we pray for. And I want to tell y'all how good it is to be home.
Amen.